So this happened a while back. My younger sister, Andy, whom you met a few weeks ago, you know, the one that looks like my twin, at least that's what you said. Well, she and I, when we were kids, we used to love tattling on each other. So this one day, my sister Andy, she's impatiently waiting. The front door is open, and she welcomes our mom with what she believed was the news of the day. And she says, "Mama, Romy got into your stuff today, and she used your mascara and your eyeliner, and she even used your lipstick." My mom didn't even have a chance to walk in. But you know how it goes with siblings. And you would think that your mom would want you to tell her that your older sister is getting into her makeup case or trying her clothes on. But we know that telling on someone never goes over that well, at least not in Martha's case. Martha tells on Mary, but it sure ain't Martha who has chosen the better part. Jesus tells us that this morning. And I still remember, I think I was in middle school. My dad was a seminary student back then. It was his second career, and he was so passionate about it and really into it, you know, biblical Greek and Hebrew and Latin and studying the Bible, the scriptures and their context, and it was all very fascinating for him. In fact, it was all very fascinating for me. I used to love, you know, sitting next to him and his classmates when they came over, or, you know, I used to visit seminaries and I used to love listening to the conversations between the professors and the students and ask questions, and I loved going to church. And while my sister Andy was taking a snooze during a sermon, she did like every Sunday. Well, while she was doing that, I was taking notes. In fact, when she was in confirmation class, I used to write little descriptions of what the sermon was about for her because she just had no clue. I was really into it. In all honesty, I'm still into it, except these days, I'm a mom. And I no longer take notes when Pastor David preaches. In fact, these days when he preaches, I'm praying. I'm praying that my rambunctious kids don't give Miss Diane and Anya too hard of a time during nursery. Things have changed for me. You know, I'm to the point and I'm at that age when I can really appreciate this morning scripture. It rings true. I think it's close to home for many of us. And while we have this tendency to identify ourselves with whatever or whoever Jesus praises, in this case Mary, the better out of the two sisters, at least we want to believe that. And while we strive to get it done the right way and hear that word of praise to Jesus, you know, I have no shame admitting that these days I'm more of a Martha than Mary. But apparently, Mary has chosen the better part, you know, and I think that kind of hurts. You know, I can almost see her. I can almost see Mary turn towards Martha when Jesus is not looking and stick her tongue out. You know how it goes with siblings. But seriously, you know, Martha is doing all the work. She's slaving around the hot stove to prepare a delicious meal for the very special guest. And then this, to hear that she got it all wrong, that's frustrating. Now, I feel for her. Poor Martha. If it was me, I would go on for strike. Because these are not very good manners, Jesus. I tell you what, you're preparing meal for 15 plus people because you have Jesus. You have 12 of his disciples. You have Mary and Martha, and you know, there may have been more people in that house. So you're doing that. Try to do that without being concerned or distracted by many things. That's a lot of people to feed. You know, I'm kind of surprised that Martha didn't just throw her oven mitt his direction and say, "You know what, Jesus? Why don't you call Domino's then?" And if not Domino's, there's also a third alternative. You want to guess what it is? Well, Mary is not the only person in that living room, is she? As far as I know, there's Jesus and 12 guys in that house as well. So imagine this, Jesus telling his disciples, "Follow me, get those pots and pans ready, and let's rock and roll." You know, 13 of them, they could have had that supper ready in no time, and then everyone could have quietly sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to what he has to say and teach them. Now that would be a radical scripture. Let's admit it. Just can't help it and wonder, isn't there more to Mary and Martha? Is Jesus really calling us away from our chores and from our responsibilities in favor of a life of meditation on his words? What about working two jobs? Or maybe being a single parent? Or, I don't know, having a job like a teacher, where you work during the day and then you get home and have to prepare for the next day, and where you spend most of your week in preparing for the weeks ahead. Still, you know, single parent or not, working two jobs or not, I think that all of us, at times, we have this tendency to get distracted by our everyday responsibilities and things that we set out to accomplish. You know, I think about it from this perspective. There's someone who has to feed the kids, someone who has to bathe them and make sure they have clean clothes to wear, and then there are dishes, and there's the artwork and garden, and, you know, your responsibilities in the church and community, and you have a full-time job, you know, hard to not get harried and exhausted. So I don't think Martha is the bad guy here. And I don't necessarily think that Mary is the good guy here. You know, I don't see Mary and Martha as enemies. I see them as sisters. And the same when you think about it, the same thing goes for worship and service. They go hand in hand and they complement each other. So I'm not going to tell you this morning to forget about your kitchen and stock up on some frozen pizzas or I don't know, go out and eat at a restaurant 3 times a day every day. And I'm not going to tell you to forget about hospitality and all the hard work that goes hand in hand with it. And I'm not going to tell you to write off mission and ministry and volunteering and your involvement in the happenings of the church and community. What we are told this morning is that we need both. We need work, but we also need rest. Our church needs Martha's, and our church needs Mary's. We need an open and listening heart, but we also need a hands-on kind of attitude. Christians in the 21st century in this country need both the talk and the walk. So these words of Jesus are definitely not the call out of our responsibilities, beloveds. This is the call out of our worry and distraction. And it is all about our priorities. I don't believe that Jesus would want Martha to just, you know, do one thing and that's it. But at that moment, Jesus doesn't want her to keep rushing around and stressing about food preparation. Jesus wants Martha to be in his presence, to be with him. Everything else will fall in its place, but for now, let's just be together. A teacher and his follower. God and God's child. Jesus and you, even if it means that you fall asleep as you're reading your Bible at the end of a very busy day. And I know that there are occasions when it's really hard and almost impossible to not worry, especially when someone you care about is sick, or maybe when your child is struggling with school, or maybe certain behaviors, or when your best friend dies in an accident, or maybe it's another school shooting, or everything that's happening around us in our countries, or even just something as simple, or really not as simple, as raising kids. Raising kids is hard work. I mean, let's address the elephant in the room. Marthas have a lot on their plate, and when you have a lot on your plate, it's easy to snap. Because really, what in the world is the good Lord thinking? You expect encouragement, and this is what he says, that your sister have chosen the better part. So imagine, you know, Martha is in the kitchen, and dishes are banging against each other louder and louder. You know, who am I to say that passive-aggressive behavior did not exist in the New Testament household? Martha is past her usual coping skills, and she has had enough, and she finally says to Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that Mary has left me to do all the work by myself? She's so lazy. Tell her to help me." And who knows? Maybe Mary had a bad day. Maybe she really just needed a word of encouragement. Or maybe she was embarrassed by her terrible cooking skills, and this was a great opportunity for her to avoid that. Or maybe she was jealous of Jesus' disciples, who would at times take sitting at the feet of Jesus for granted. I don't know. What is important is that things are never black and white. Martha does culturally the right thing, but she misses out in the presence of Jesus. And Mary does culturally the wrong thing, and she shatters the cultural stereotypes and is praised by Jesus for choosing the better part. And that better part is as simple as resting in the words of Jesus, sitting at his feet, you know, metaphorically said. And Jesus invites all of us who are in any way worried or distracted or concerned about life happens kind of stuff, he invites us to sit with him. He invites us to take a deep breath, to be in his presence, and he reminds us that he loves us and that we're valued as the children of God. And God brings light even to those moments and places of our lives that threaten us, that threaten every inch of our existence. Because despite the rough patches that we go through in our lives, despite the times when we feel the most challenged or the most conflicted, when we feel the most unloved, the most uncared for, despite all this, we know that at the end of the day, Jesus is always with us, and Jesus has been there. But who knows? Maybe we have been a little too busy or worried or distracted to notice. So this morning's scripture is a great reminder. We can only care for others if we'll let Jesus to first care for us. We can only truly serve and minister others and those around us only if we let Jesus to first minister and serve to us. And Jesus feeds us. Jesus hears us. Jesus helps us. Jesus saves us. And eventually Jesus even challenges us to some holy work. And so we do what both sisters did. We sit and we rest and we listen and learn from Jesus just like Mary. And we care, we love, and we help and work hard just like her sister Martha. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God.